Have you ever wondered why you can know something is wrong and yet still chase after it with all of your might? Well, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1 that people weren't sinning in ignorance. They were sinning in rebellion. They knew God's power, His orderliness, His divine fingerprints being seen all over creation, and they had the convicting whisper of conscience. And still, they pushed that truth down like trying to hold a beach ball beneath the surface of the water. What God condemns in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, is not confusion, it's suppression. Humanity recognizes God and refuses Him. And that refusal isn't neutral. It reshapes life. It produces idolatry, worshiping what's made instead of the Maker. And when a culture suppresses God long enough, creation itself becomes blurry. Desires take the steering wheel. The dishonoring of the body follows. All of this is more than theological evaluation. It's the spiritual MRI of our cultural moment. When the truth of God becomes inconvenient, we replace it with a truth of our own. And when we replace God's truth with our own desires, we end up worshiping what cannot save. Spouses, children, relationships, bodies, dreams, paychecks, you name it. The passage isn't in Scripture so Christians can feel smug about the sin of others. It's there so that we can see the danger of suppressing truth in our very own hearts. Pray this with me today. Lord, reveal every place in my life where I suppress your truth. Give me the courage to repent, to trust you, and to walk in what is right, not what is comfortable. Here's two peoples you can pray for today. Pablo Munoz and his family are national change makers in Chile, and the Romani Calderash Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Romania.